Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is actually a very good idea. Welcome to my very first day at Genesis. And for you guys, I mean, you don't care about that, which is okay, which is lovely, actually. I've got same phone number, same me. Shane is my new guy, and you can hear he's great. I mean, Shane and I...
Well, I try.
No, you're doing a great job. We met each other for the first time at about, about 2 hours ago.
Yeah, so that's right.
This is kind of one of those blind dates moment. That's worked out really well so far, so good. And you can hear we've gotten thank you guys. I know bless you for considering this an important part of your technological life. And so I know we'll get the internet up for you. We'll get the podcast. Sean, are you going to put? Are you in charge of putting up the podcast?
I will not be.
All right. So, but we're on it.
Charles
folks,
in charge.
And we'll get. By the time we get up, you may have to wait a day, I admit, while we unpack boxes, but we'll have today's program up. We'll get everything up for you, all right? So no worries. And you're welcome to call, amidst the unpacking of boxes and the... Where did I put that fork? I know, right? Because, we're here to help you in whatever way we can, right? We're talking with Janine, who's wandered into a situation which is certainly not uncommon. Okay, here's the deal. You have a really good friend, and you get along really well with the friend, and not necessarily quite as well with friend's husband. So the deal is here, that we've had an issue, and I'll just bring you up to date. The issue is both Janine and her friend have kids. Janine has a four-year-old. Four-year-old, not circumcised, for dad, Janine's friend's husband, is sort of been a little bit hostile, I think maybe a fair word. Janine, would you agree that hostile is the appropriate word here?
Mm-hmm, that's his personality.
Yeah. So, and look, my guess is if I, if I took him aside and said, hey, dude, what's going on? He'd say, I'm just kidding. So why does she have no sense of humor about this? And so, but it's number one, if you've got somebody that you want to have a long-term relationship with, if it's somebody you bump into on the subway and you're never going to see again, you can just give them the smile that doesn't quite get to your eyes and the stink eye. But if it's somebody that there needs to be a long-term ongoing relationship, and if not, you may not pick him as a friend, but your friend picked him as a husband. So, to kind of sweetly, gently, but firmly say, not going to work. And you only have to do it once, basically. But you're better off doing it early rather than late. And I know all of us think, well, okay, if I just pretend not to be upset, and you don't have to be upset, all you have to do is be firm, then maybe it'll go away. Well, sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it doesn't. And as far as I'm concerned, everybody's allowed to ignore the first time. But by the second time, if you're doing the same thing you did the first time, it's not going to change, right? If nothing changes, nothing changes. So first time, everybody's allowed to go, right. But the second time, it happens is the time to say, okay, here's, let's talk about something else. You're entitled to your opinion, I'm entitled to mine, but it's something that makes me uncomfortable to talk about, yada yada. So should it happen a third time, you can go back to the second time. If you don't do it on the second time, it will happen again and again, and it's the first time you actually say something is the 15th time, you're going to run afoul, because he's going to say, even though it may be disingenuous, well, why didn't you say something? So basic rule of thumb, if somebody with whom you want to have an ongoing relationship says something you view as inappropriate, offensive, whatever, first time it's okay to kind of laugh it off. Second time, you got to say something. You don't have to be ugly about it. But if you wait, it's going to get worse, I guarantee. All right, now fast forward. Janine's friend Janine invited the family to her 4-year-old's birthday party. Friend said, no, we're going apple picking. At which point, Janine basically unloaded on her friend and said, I can't believe you've done this. You know, I'm there for you. You're not there for me. And I said, nah, that, you know, that's the wrong kind of approach. At that point, all you want to say is, gee, you know, we love having you here. We've loved having you for the 3 years. Hopefully you'll be able to make it next year. Have a great time apple picking. Because anything else is going to make her feel caught in the middle. Okay, now, tell me what you wanted to tell me. I just wanted to bring everybody up to date because maybe people are just joining us. And
you're good at people, that.
Yeah, well, I hate for people to feel like they just walked in to a foreign movie and they don't quite speak the language. So we try to make everybody feel like they're always welcome whenever they join us. All right, so go ahead.
So during that conversation, she stormed out. It did not end on a good note.
Yeah.
She walked out of the conversation, and a couple days go by. We were supposed to have plans, actually, today. And so yesterday I sent a message just saying, like, you know, I don't really know where things are. We were supposed to have plans tomorrow. Like, what's going on? And her message back was just like, I think you're really inappropriate and really harsh. And I don't want to hang out with you tomorrow. I need time to reflect. So.
Okay. All right.
Here I am. I'm getting bitter is what my problem is. I don't know what the next step is or if I even want to take the next step.
All right. Well, let's deal with that one first. And if you're not sure, you can do the same thing that she's doing, which is wait it out a little bit. Now, waiting it out has got good news and bad news attached to it. Waiting it out means there's nothing you have to do immediately. The problem is that things may deteriorate because, as you know, sometimes when people start chewing stuff over, they get angrier and angrier. Sometimes when they start chewing stuff over, they sort of think, ah, well. So this is really, it's kind of a coin flip. My particular personality, which I will add to the mix because that means you can take it out, is when in doubt, if you're feeling calmer about it, it probably makes some sense to say, look, I think this one, you're my best friend. I love you dearly. You know, I think I made a mistake by not being a little bit clear earlier on, and I certainly don't want to put you in the middle between me and Henry because, you know, that's not a fair thing to do. And, you know, I probably underreacted with Henry and then overreacted with you. Listen, if you need to take some time, that's fine. If I haven't heard from you in a week or 2 weeks or whatever, I'll call you. Know that I love you. And, you know, that even really good friends find bumps in the road. So that's one option. And that would be tend to be my option. I'll tell you why. Really, two reasons. Partially because if letting things go can go either way, and I, when I care about somebody, I'm not really willing to do a coin flip. If somebody's really important to me, I want to do something. Second of all, to be very painfully honest with you, I hate having things on my plate. I really do. You know, that list of to-do things and saying, you know, sooner or later I've got to call Janine and sort of sort this out drives me nuts. So I'd much rather be back in her, someone else's court. So my tendency is not to let things go unless I'm so angry that I know I'm going to make things worse. But if I'm in a comfortable enough place that I can say, you know what, it was a tough week for me. You know, I think some of this had to do with the fact that I'm a little defensive about the circumcision issue. Part of it is that, I never know when Henry's kidding or not, but be careful. You don't want to appear as attacking Henry. And I guess what I was feeling is that I wanted you to be on my side, not Henry's, which, of course, is completely unrealistic. He's your husband, and I would defend my husband to the death, even when he's being a jerk. Be careful about saying that, because this implies Henry's being a jerk. But you're my friend, and if there's something I can do other than saying I apologize for making either of you feel uncomfortable, know that happy apple picking. I'll miss you greatly. But know that you're my friend, and you know that I, you know, if you haven't called me in a couple of weeks, I'll call you. That makes sense?
Makes sense, but I think I'm in that hurt stage, you know?
Well, like, then I'd wait it out a little bit, because if you're in the hurt stage, you don't want to make things any worse.
Right.
All right, so, and look, understand, if, let's reverse the roles for a minute, because that's the best single rule of thumb I have for you. If your husband had said something to her, she'd said something to your husband, and he comes and says, you know, your friend's a real jerk. which you're probably going to say is no, she isn't. This is just and but and then if she invited you to something and he says, look, I really don't want to do this. I don't want to do it. You very likely go along with him. So I'll put you back on hold for just a minute. You can think about if there's anything else you want to add. We'll finish up with Janine. Then we've got Jim coming up, and we have room for you as well, folks. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, that's what we do. We call 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right, Janine, my dear. We need to take a break there. I just want to make sure that we're, oops, did I just hang up on somebody? I hope I didn't.
No, I'm here. Hi.
Okay, good. All right, so are we okay on this?
Yeah, I want a healthy perspective on things. I want to be coming from a place where I can sleep at the end of the day. Whatever the outcome is, I want to come from a place of love with an open heart. I don't want to come from
tell me what this issue is.
Place.
Okay, because it sounds to me that we've got a bunch of issues. One is you've got a best friend who's got a husband with whom you don't get along very well, and that's not unusual. And the reason it's not unusual is that he may feel, I mean, she may say things like, and as women, we've all done this. First of all, one of the things we do as women is we complain about our husbands to our best friend. Never a very good idea, but we all do it. And so then our women friends are not very predisposed to our guys because we say, well, I can't believe he forgot my birthday, or, you know, that he said I was fat, or that my butt looked big in those pants. So we all do it. Bad idea. If you're going to complain to somebody that either doesn't know your husband, or write it down in a book, or complain to somebody that already hates your husband and is never going to have anything to do with him. Don't do it to your best friend if you want her to like him, because she won't. That's number one. So that's your issue. And all of us do it. Number two, mostly our guys know that we do this. And so they have the sense that our best friend know things about our relationship, especially our sex life, that they would just assume nobody knew. So they're predisposed to be kind of hostile toward us. Third of all, there's sometimes some kind of sexual tension between our best friends and our guys because we spend a lot of time together, and that's not a bad thing necessarily. It's just something to be aware of and to be a little careful about. Number four, though, it sounds to me that part of what you got going on here is a bit of defensiveness about that whole issue of circumcision. And that's not their issue. That's yours. And you need to look at that. Do you know why you decided, and maybe one of the, why did you decide to not have your son circumcised?
Because the doctor said it wasn't medically necessary.
Okay.
So we followed the doctor's orders, you know.
Well, that wasn't the doctor's orders. That was the doctor's suggestion.
Direction, yeah. No, but we feel confident. We did a lot of research, and
Because,
I have no regrets about it.
Well, but it sounds to me you are a little defensive about it, because if somebody said, wow, you're really letting his hair grow, he looks like a girl, you probably would laugh it off. Or, wow, you know, he had such beautiful curls, I can't believe you gave him a buzz cut. What's he got, lice or something? I mean, very likely that you're going to be a lot less defensive about that than this issue. So part of that, kiddo, is you just being aware that in a society where, and I don't know in your particular community or your particular state or whatever what the statistics are, but I think in America the statistics are like 90% of American males, and I don't know what it is for Canada, are circumcised. So, and it's one of those things that goes through various kind of ebbs and flows about whether it's considered okay or not okay and yada yada. But just be aware that it's certainly your decision at this moment. At some point it probably is your son's, but not for a fairly long time. But it is, to a certain extent, going against the social norm. I'm not trying to convince you to do it or not do it. I'm just saying you need to be aware of that and not become overly defensive about it and just understand what your own thinking is. So someone can't, like you hear all the time on this program, somebody can't push a button that you don't have. So you need to make sure you don't have that button. And with respect to your friend, again, just sort it out. If somehow your husband had gotten in a beef with her and she said, gee, why don't you come apple picking with us? You'd say, you know, it's my, you know, my kid's birthday party. And she might say, well, then why didn't you propose another date? I can't believe you did. So the friendships are like any other intense relationships. They hit speed bumps sometime. And what you need to decide is how important this relationship is to you and what you're willing to do to kind of make things okay. But And what I'm saying to you, just between the two of us, is that you are not without some responsibility in this. That, and again, not to dump on you, but to make it easier for you to process this, as opposed to feel like, I can't believe these jerks. because you probably should have, number one, that you've got that button about circumcision. I know that sounds kind of odd, doesn't it? You've got that circumcision button on you. Doesn't sound nice at all, but you do, all right? Number two, that you probably should have been clearer with Henry. He's now become Henry earlier on. You let it go too long. And number three, you overreacted to your friend in that she wasn't doing anything to hurt you. She felt caught at very worst between a rock and a hard place, between you and her husband. And that happens. And what we do is we cut people slack. We don't make them feel worse about their decision because, if nothing else, it doesn't buy us anything. I mean, it's not like it got you anything that she's going to say, you're right, I married a jerk, let's be friends forever. And you don't want that either. So... and also that sort of subtext issue as women, that we need to be careful that we're not undermining our friends' marriages. And one of the things to say is, so when she comes, if she comes to you and says, you know, I can't believe Henry's such a jerk, you know, he didn't put the seat down on the toilet, and, you know, he gave me a broom for my birthday, what you can say is, darling, if you want me to like Henry, don't tell me awful stuff about him. Because when you're happy with him, I don't hear from you. And when you're unhappy, I hear from him. And, of course, I'm your friend, so I want to go and sort of read him the riot act. That doesn't do us any good. So maybe what we should do is practice saying nice things about our spouses and find something, you know, have a nasty book where we write down all the things we don't like and then we burn it or flush it or bury it or something it. Because, I mean, so what I'm giving you is a context, Janine, to figure out your own anger. And if this is an important relationship, to not jettison it. Okay? Because a 15-year-old friendship is hard to replicate.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you. You really helped me get to the root of things.
Okay, good. All righty?
Thank you very much, Dr. Joyce.
You're most welcome. My pleasure. 855-99, Dr. Joyce. Shane. So last week, my producer's name was Sean. It's not easy going from a Sean to a Shane.
There you go.
Yeah. It's a Shane. Yeah, that was wrong. It was very wrong on my part.
Dr. Shane,
yeah. A bit of Shane. All right, so here we go. You had something that you were wanted to bring to my attention as well about Ray Rice.
Yes, you know? Yeah. Apparently, Ray Rice is in the news again. For listeners who don't know, Ray Rice is NFL football player, running back for the Baltimore Ravens, and he's been in some trouble, obviously, because he has had some issues with domestic violence, and is suspended for a few games. But apparently, a new video has surfaced. This is kind of breaking news today.
Where did the video come from, do we think?
Apparently, it was a surveillance video in an elevator, and apparently he is shown in the video punching his fiance, who is now his wife, but at the time was his fiance, and it just kind of brings up the question of what should be done about this. You know, obviously there's an issue there with domestic violence in athletes. So where do we go with that? You know,
all right. Let's talk about it when we come back. 855-993-7569. We have about a half hour to go here, so we have room for you. Don't call me in the last 3 minutes. Behave better than that in front of Shane. I'm trying to impress him with what great listeners I have. Oh, you guys have already impressed me, and it hopefully impressed him. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-9.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Fine, yes indeed. All right, we were talking about things that make you laugh, and this doesn't make you laugh at all. But as you know, one of the deals about the program is no matter what it is that we think we're talking about, when somebody has something urgent they want to talk about, and today the urgent thing was Shane. He said, can we talk about this a little bit? And Ray Rice has been suspended for 2 games for domestic violence. But there's a new video that was done in an elevator that TMZ apparently put up where, I mean, so first of all, this is a troubled relationship, and it looks like she slaps him. which is not okay. It's not okay for women to slap men anymore than, but what we're talking about here is a significant difference in, and it's not even clear that she slapped him. It's just that there's some physicality, certainly, between the two of them. And it's not okay for her to do that either, admittedly. But then he decks her in the elevator, and she's unconscious. He drags her out of the elevator. He's basically drags her out face first, and it seems like his major concern is just letting the elevator door close. Pulls off her shoe, doesn't lean down to say if she's okay. Her underwear is exposed. I mean, this is, but you know what? The woman married him. She was his fiance. I mean, there's that whole issue. And one of the issues, I'm on the Mayor's Commission Against Domestic Violence. And as I said to Shane, the only trouble I've really ever gotten to on the air was having to do with domestic violence of a woman who called up and asked for my help, and then called up and reported back that he'd actually physically assaulted her. And I said, you have to get out, except I used an unfortunate term. And which, you know, look, I'm a pro. I've been doing this since God's dog was a puppy, and I shouldn't have done it. And we got not only did we get no letters of complaint from listeners, but a huge amount of support. I went on the air immediately after it. I mean, I took a break and then we went back, and I apologized because I should not have done it. That there are certain words that one does not say on the air, and it's not that we don't know the words. It's not that you folks haven't used them. It's not that you may even assume that I use them off the air, but the point is that that's part of my job of trying to communicate without offense or without that I have a bully pulpit, right? And I don't want you to feel that you can't trust what I say or that I'm going to do something that, I mean, I think I'm certainly entitled to my opinion, as are you, but I need to express it in a manner that's respectful of your sensibilities, as you are respectful of mine. And that I almost never have to bleep anybody who calls, because you guys are just as respectful of me and my sensibilities in the audience as I am of you. So I owe the audience an apology and made it. So this is something that I feel strongly about. But he was suspended for two games. And this was before this video came out. And I think the Shane's question is, look, if the NFL can threaten to take away a team from an owner for saying something vaguely racist, and there's no, in a private conversation, don't they have more of an obligation to at least set a standard that said, this is criminal behavior?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And by not saying anything, do they not create an atmosphere that says, boys will be boys, these guys are big and they don't know their own strength, and gee, women can be really irritating. Are they not sending a message? And that was, it seemed to me, the whole point of the Donald Sterling thing, of sending a message that, you know, that we're a racist organization. Well, hell, if you can send a message, if you can take away somebody's team for sending a message, which I agree was racist, I have some issues about the fact that it was a private conversation, but nevertheless, where's the obligation about something about a player who's beaten the daylights out of somebody? And I mean, he literally could have killed her. And is there not some message that should be sent? And as we know, that football players in this society are viewed as sports figures in general as heroes. And this has been one of those issues that's been part of the NFL for as long as probably the NFL's been around, including OJ, and long before before OJ's trial. I lived in San Francisco when OJ was there, and it was a very well-known sort of admitted-to secret that he was violent toward women. So, but it was tolerated. He was a superstar. He had all these commercials, and obviously the violence doesn't de-escalate. And doesn't the NFL have some responsibilities? And if they can say Donald Sterling should have to sell his team because he said something that reflects badly on the league, what about this dude knocking mm-hmm. his girlfriend unconscious and dragging her out of an elevator?
Well, and I even saw, apparently the Ravens made a tweet after this stuff first started coming out, saying, quote, Janae Rice says she deeply regrets the role that she played the night of the incident. You know, I mean,
what?
Yeah, isn't that ridiculous? I mean,
yeah, let's blame the victim.
Yeah, right, you know.
Now, look, and as I said, I think she is not completely blameless in this. And her hitting him isn't okay either, and she probably needs to be in anger management or therapy and you know, saying, how could you marry some guy who beat you unconscious in an elevator?
Right.
That's her issue, and if I were her therapist, I would be dealing with her about that and hopefully not dropping the nasty word, but trying to make the comment of, what are you doing here? But the point being, why is and somehow the NFL deciding that they're going to tweet her saying, gee, I'm sorry?
Yeah, and I mean, of course, this was when the story first broke, before this particular video came out. But yeah, I mean, just it's kind of this, you know, turn it around on the victim is so not to hurt our hero here, you know, and
our franchise.
Yeah, our franchise, right?
Yeah,
yeah. It's pretty sickening, really.
Well, he's previously said that Rice entered a pretrial intervention program in May. Under the program, he won't be prosecuted, and the charges will be expunged after 1 year. Let me tell you, somebody else who wasn't playing for the NFL, let me tell you, that is not what would happen.
Yep.
He said his actions were inexcusable, and he and his wife are in counseling. My job is to lead my family. My job is to lead my wife. My job is to lead in whatever I do. And if I'm not being the example, then my family crumbles. Does that sound like an apology to you?
Not me, I guess. What do you think?
I think that it may be time to set, you know, that somehow the NFL, I have said before, with respect to other issues, that I don't think football as it's now played will be played in this country in 15 years. It's just too violent.
Yeah.
And what I said, and my basis for saying that was on the basis of the head injuries, the brain injuries. It just that even and not only in professional but in college and in high school, it just
right.
There's too much danger. The guys are too big, it's too fast, the ground is too unforgiving, and is it worth really jarring somebody's brain? Every time your head hits the back, your brain hits the back of your skull, it's called countercoup. You're killing brain cells. And is it really worth it? Is there not another game that we can play and saying, well, we're making the helmets better? No, it's not. But so we've got this one whole issue that's the violence of the game itself. But then we've got this subsidiary issue that's not all that subsidiary about the violence of the players outside of the game. And there, it's been one of those sort of not very well hidden secrets that it is. It's there. It's tolerated. It's tolerated on the high school level. It's tolerated on the college level, and it's tolerated on the professional level. And what does it mean to have a sport that says winning is important? We don't care what you do, and the fact that you may give somebody you may paralyze somebody permanently. And the fact is that same violence is being used off the air or off the game, out of the arena. I don't know. And again, the hypocrisy about the Donald Sterling and Ray Rice seems to me that the divide is huge. And there was another owner over the weekend who made offensive comments, and they're talking about him having to sell his shares. I don't know. I think there. So listen, did we put this up on Facebook?
Yeah. I'm not
what,
sure.
What do you think? What do you think should happen, and why?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, yeah. I just said, you know, what? How would you solve?
Okay.
The
great.
Problem. You know.
Yeah. Great. And also, you can call. We don't have a huge amount of time today. Tomorrow, we're very likely going to look at the I-6. So if any of you are already queued up in line to buy the I-6, I want to know why.
There's some serious hype there, isn't there?
I know. I would listen. I'll tell you. I would not buy a new phone in its first days. But then I'm not. You know, I'm not a techno geek. Although I'm as Shane could tell you, I'm kind of tech. You know, a little bit of a techno geek. For a girl, I'm a techno geek. I guess. That sounds racist or sexist or something. Anyway, I'm not technophobe, let's at least put it that way. All right, we come back, either talk with me about Ray Rice, or we'll do a little bit more about humor. You can call me. I've got about 10, 15 minutes, 855-99. is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Absolutely a great idea, 855-99-37569. Did I just say that? 375? Yeah, 69, I did right. All right, Jim, what happened to you? You were going to call and then we lost you. It may even have been me. I'm not terrifically good at this new system, but I don't think I dumped him off.
No, I don't think so. I think he dropped.
This would be good. I know. Sometimes you guys get impatient about waiting. I get that. I'm an impatient waiter as well. All right. So let's end up today on a cheerful note with And again, that I know people listen on the podcast and people go to the website. So we're always, you know, people always feel like they, well, except folk, hopefully you guys don't, feel like you have to say, well, you know, I'm listening to the podcast, and so if I'm, we don't do themes per se. We'll talk about stuff, but you're always welcome to talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about on the program. That's why I'm here. Licensed clinical psychologist. So there's never a need to apologize, and it's always the luck of the draw about which call you follow. So most of you who've been listening for a long time know that, but I know we get new stations and new listeners all the time, and that's the deal. I do the program live every day, noon to 3 Eastern. So you guys are all smart enough to be able to figure out what time that means in your time zone. You can also call the phone line, and it may, hopefully it'll be set up today. And you can leave a phone number, and Jean will call you back during the show if you want. So, but understand that you can call whenever you want, because I know people hear the program at all different times, and they listen to the podcast at all different times. And Jean, you'll be pleased that we have people who call from Japan and from Denmark. We have calls from Peru, from Korea.
Great.
Yeah, it's great. and they all are really good. And if they could do it, you can do it, about figuring out how to convert the whatever time you're in to 12 to 3 Eastern. And you can leave. There may be a time where in the near future you can actually leave your question, and we'll put it on the air. But for right now, what you can do is leave your number, and Shane will call you between 12 and 3 and put you on, so you don't have much of a wait. Because what we tend to do is we won't stack you up that way. Like, I think on Friday we had like 8 calls or something, and they all called exactly the same time. So we just called you back. We'd have one just about finished, and you'd be on the on-deck circle. Okay, so let's talk about more fun, funny stuff.
I like funny stuff.
All right, so what do you got? You're supposed to be on the Facebook.
Oh yeah.
I was going to tell you a joke.
Oh, that's the funny part. No,
that was okay. The funny part.
Well, somebody kind of commented before we left off on this last. I had mentioned, you know, Charlie Brown was something that
yeah.
You know, in Peanuts comics, like that sort of thing. And I did notice one person in here does say, I laugh daily. She says, love the comic strip Pickles, which is one I guess I've never seen. But, you know,
what's
that's
Pickles?
Something that, you know, just some. I know, I guess I used to like Calvin and Hobbes, too, when I was a kid. Lighten
yeah.
you up.
Well, and remember Dagwood?
Oh, Dagwood's yeah.
Still running and on the comics.
Beetle Bailey and, all those good old ones, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really helpful if you do crossword puzzles to remember Prince Valiant.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if he's in comics anymore. I don't see the comics.
What was that from?
It was in the comic books in the newspaper, the same ones that did Beetle Bailey. And
okay.
the clue for the crossword puzzle, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, but I promise you, sooner or later, it'll show up in a crossword puzzle, is Valiant's son. His name was Arn, A-R-N.
Ah, there you go. Daily wisdom.
I told you. Yeah, exactly. If I knew anything about geography, I would be the queen of Trivial Pursuit. Absolutely.
Nice.
All right, so what else? You got more funnies?
Well, let's see. I'm trying to weigh through what people had said here. Somebody talking about maybe watching an episode of SNL from a few years back. Apparently,
yeah, I don't think there's ever much fun anymore. Do you?
I don't either. You know, I every time I watch that show, it has lost its luster for me.
It seems kind of tired.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, it just seems like it's kind of the same hashed.
Well, it seems like they're doing it for themselves, so it's kind of all an in joke.
Yeah, I've noticed that too.
It was at the beginning. I mean, I think all of those guys got together and did things to amuse themselves, but they also had a broad enough sense of humor that it, you know, that Chevy Chase was funny and Gilda Radner, and then Eddie Murphy. I mean, some of the second generations were too. And now, I mean, I don't even know who it is anymore.
I have no idea either.
And I think a lot of them that have gone on to do movies are, you know, a little iffy. But,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know what, Shane, we're sounding like, in the good old days, Saturday, you guys should have been around for Saturday when it was funny, and I walked to school through the snow. All right, what else we got?
let's see. Well, just somebody talking about their daughter having, and this is something I can relate to, having trouble pronouncing certain words. and just getting a kick out of things the kids say. I know I'm a big Star Wars fan. That's the first year learning of that with me. And one of the characters on Star Wars.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm sorry. I have to have
yeah, yeah, right. One of the characters on there is a character named Boba Fett. And I was having my son, asking him, hey, can you say Boba Fett? And he'd say, Bubble Fat. So we were having a good laugh about that. You know, it's just things like that, I guess. Are
well, my daughter, at one point, when her father had broken his ankle, and so she talked about him being on crunches.
Oh, yeah, crunches, yeah.
Absolutely on crunches.
My youngest daughter always used to say vegetables for vegetables, too. So, yeah.
And that she in the winter she would have to wear her gloves. And I think gloves sound much more appropriate. I mean, that's halfway between a glove and a mitten, right? A glove.
Yeah, there you go.
It makes much more sense. Yeah, I agree.
So, let's see.
Somebody was telling me that their favorite thing was America's Home Videos.
Oh, really? Sure.
See, I think most of those are just seriously mean. I kind of do too.
Yeah, and it seems like it gets back to that what we were saying with somebody just getting hurt and then laughing at their misfortune. You know.
I agree.
So many of them are like that. You know, occasionally you get the cute baby or something like that.
Well, but the cute baby quite often is getting smacked or falling or something.
Right. Yeah.
Your wife would like those.
Yeah, I guess so, right? Yeah, exactly.
Especially if it's you as a baby.
That's right. She's equal opportunity, though. She doesn't matter if it's me or my kids or her parents or what. She's pretty ruthless.
Well, I'm sort of particularly sensitive to that because I'm kind of a klutz. You know.
Me too. Yeah.
I actually. I'm not sure I should tell you. Well, I'll go ahead and tell you this. All right. So I was on vacation for a couple of days, and I was at the beach, and you have to when you come up from the beach, you've got sand all over you, so you spray yourself. And usually I hold my flip-flops in my hand, and I spray myself, and then I put my flip-flops on. And for some reason, maybe the sand was particularly hot, and I decided to wash my feet with my flip-flops on. So my feet were wet,
sure,
the flip-flops were wet.
All the time, yeah.
So, yeah, except that what I did was then I went down to get something on a cement step, and the flip-flop just went out from underneath me.
Ouch.
I have a bruise the size of a grapefruit. It's just very impressive. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.